clean your dick off, yeah. Clean the fucking shit cock off.
Oh. Clean that shit cock off. Lick your shit off, honey. Lick your shit. Use your tongue. See a little shit smeared on the shaft. How many S words can he possibly use in a sentence?
Starting off a new week of programs with a mini show. It's Columbus Day. It's kind of a holiday. It's the only federal holiday in October. It's one of those things. Most people don't even know what the holiday is. It's just, hey, we get this Monday off. You like to have at least one federal holiday each month. You know, one where we get like a Friday or a Monday off or something. And if Columbus didn't discover America in October, we would have just made Halloween a federal holiday, which would have been fine. At least Halloween is a real holiday in the sense that people go out and drink. They get dressed up. They, you know, what do you do for Columbus Day? Nothing. It's a useless holiday. It's tied with Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm sorry, black people, I had to say it. Don't act like you're all offended. I've seen you on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You're not doing anything special. Also, I'm pretty sure Christopher Columbus didn't actually discover, like, the United States of America, you know, before it was the United States. Like, he found the area, but he didn't actually set foot on North America. Why do we have to kiss his fucking ass? He, like, I don't know, discovered Cuba or something, right? He landed in Hispaniola. I was reading Wikipedia, and they mentioned, you know, all the horrible things he did. These voyages that he had, I guess he went on like four or five voyages to North America or thereabouts. These voyages had an enormous effect on the historical development of the modern Western world. Like, that sounds like a good thing, right? An enormous effect! He brought prosperity to the world! No, the next line is, he spearheaded the transatlantic slave trade. And he was accused by several historians of initiating the genocide of the Hispaniola natives. Columbus himself saw his accomplishments primarily in the light of spreading the Christian religion. He's like Angela Cummings. If Angela had a boat, and where she visited like Norway and Israel and stuff, Christopher Columbus tried to spread Christianity to ancient Puerto Rico. Jesus! I've got news for you savages! The only way to salvation is Jesus! Like, what? We don't speak your language. Submit to the word of Jesus, or I will systematically kill you all and take your land in the name of Jesus.
How many of you are angels or demons out here? You watch too much MTV, gangster music, and you live for the devil.
I love her. Anyway, happy Christopher Columbus Day. I do have a couple pieces of audio. Like I said, this is going to be a short show, but I wanted to post a little something for you freaks today. I found this ridiculous PSA that has got me all worked up. I have to share it with you. I'm not entirely sure what this PSA is for. If it's like anti-bullying, anti-raping, anti-domestic violence. It's basically women blaming everything on men, I guess. This is called Dear Daddy.
Dear Daddy.
Daddy.
I just wanted to thank you for looking after me so well.
Kissing me oh so tenderly as you raped me. Brushing your fingers ever so gingerly across my four-year-old body.
Like, ooh, what? What's going on here?
Even though I'm not yet born.
Oh, see? This is the fetus talking. Shades of Lil Marky. What's with shaming parents, right? Little Marky was warning mothers not to abort their babies. And this fetus is talking to daddies about not touching it inappropriately or something.
I know you already try harder than Superman. You won't even let mommy eat sushi.
Okay, so dad's a good guy. Stop busting his fucking balls. I mean, she hasn't even got started yet. This PSA is like 5 minutes long. Bitch is about to unload. Meanwhile, he's a super great guy.
But I need to ask you a favor.
Not even born, and we're starting with the favors.
Warning.
How much do you want?
It's about boys.
Okay.
Because, you see, I will be born a girl.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
I will be born a girl, which means that by the time I'm 14...
I'll be experienced in butt sex!
Which means that by the time I'm 14, the boys in my class will have called me a whore, a bitch, a cunt, and many other things. It's just for fun, of course.
Well, I'm glad you recognize that. Obviously, she thinks this is a problem because she's running to her daddy about this. Okay, yeah, guys sometimes are assholes, right? And they call girls whores. You know who else call girls whores? Other girls. No one's meaner to a teenage girl than their friends. Guys will at least be nice to you because they want something from you. Primarily your tits. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of guys are like, especially if you're cute, they want to befriend you. But girls are jealous of one another. Vicious bitches.
Something boys do. So you won't worry. And I understand that.
This is one long guilt trip for daddy.
Perhaps you did the same when you were young.
Trying
to impress some of the other boys. I'm sure you didn't mean anything by it.
You caused this. You caused all of this. Your culture of toxic masculinity.
Still, some of the people won't get the joke. And funnily enough, it isn't any of the girls. It's some of the boys. So by the time I turn 16, a couple of the boys will have snuck their hands down my pants while I'm so drunk I can't even stand straight.
Does the guy know what he's doing? He might be just as drunk as you. As a matter of fact, what if you were the aggressor? Like, I want that dick! Show me that dick! And the kid's like, oh no!
And all
I think we should stop! Show it to me! I want to suck on your peen!
I think we should slow it down. We've both had so much to drink.
That's right, baby, and now I'm thirsty for cum!
Though I say no, they just laugh.
Well, don't do it in that funny voice.
It's funny, right? If you saw me, Daddy, you would be so ashamed. Because I'm wasted.
Yeah, you know what? Daddy should be ashamed of you for being wasted at 16. Putting yourself in this position. And this happened multiple times. Getting drunk and having these guys put their hands down her pants. You don't learn!
No wonder I'm raped when I'm 21.
Oh, for the love. How are you gonna peg this one on, Daddy?
21 and on my way home in a taxi driven by the son of a guy you went swimming with every Wednesday.
Oh, so now every single guy I've ever met in my life, I'm responsible for? He's the son of the guy I used to go swimming with? Like swim practice? Like a teammate situation?
The guy who always told insulting jokes. But they were, of course, only jokes.
Like locker room talk? Like, grab him by the pussy talk. I got news for you, honey. That man is our president, and you should be showing him a little respect.
So you laughed. Had you known that his son would end up raping me, you would have told him to get a grip.
Yeah, exactly.
But how could you know?
Exactly!
He was just a boy, telling weird jokes. And in any case, it wasn't your business. You were just being nice.
And he was a teenager at the time.
But his son?
Like when I knew him, or when Daddy knew him, he was a kid.
Raised on these jokes?
Oh, what the hell?
Becomes my business. then finally, I meet Mr. Perfect. And you're so happy for me, Daddy, because he really adores me.
Well, let's see. You've got a horrible track record with men. This can't end well.
And he's smart, with a great job, and all through...
I want to hear your idea of Mr. Perfect here.
The winter, he goes cross-country skiing 3 times a week, just like you.
Yeah.
But one day, he stops being Mr. Perfect.
Oh, it's about time you learn, just like everyone else on this fucking planet has to learn. There's no such thing as Mr. or Mrs. Perfect. Get your head out of the clouds. Life isn't one giant fairy tale. You, of all people, should know that. You got raped and fondled by half the high school.
And I don't know why. Wait, am I overreacting?
Probably. Remember when you were a fetus and you penned me like a 7-page letter?
One thing I do know, I'm not the victim type. I'm raised to be a strong and independent woman.
By you, Daddy.
But one night it's just all too much for him. With work and the in-laws and the wedding coming up.
And I burnt the meatloaf. This is all my fault!
So he calls me a whore. Just like you called a girl in middle school a whore once. Then another day, he hits me. I mean, I'm way out of line. I can really be a bitch sometimes.
Yeah, I can see that. Look, we're only getting one side of the story here.
But we're still the world's greatest couple, and I'm so confused because I love him and I hate him and I'm...
Remember, like, just a second ago when she's like, I'm not a victim, I'm a strong woman. Like, I can't believe anything she says now. She's fucked up.
Not sure if I really did do something wrong, and then one day he almost kills me. It all goes black. Even though I have a PhD, a fantastic job, I'm loved by my friends and family, I'm well brought up, and nobody...
Your friends call you a whore behind your back.
He saw this coming. Dear Daddy, this is the favor I want to ask.
Abort me before this nightmare life can even get started. Oh, if I was the daddy listening to this, I would be treating my wife's stomach like a boxing speed bag.
One thing always leads to another. So please stop it before it gets the chance to begin.
What am I supposed to do? What do you want from me? Don't call women whores. I'm sorry, honey, but daddy calls them like he sees them. So basically, boys who call girls whores or bitches or whatever grow up to be rapists.
Don't let all my brothers call girls whores, because they're not. And one day some little boy might think it's true. Don't accept insulting jokes from weird guys by the pool.
Or on internet podcasts.
Friends. Because behind every joke there is always some truth.
And the truth is, I'm kind of a whore. Alright, so there you go. I mean, that was a long public service announcement. While it still has more thumbs up than it does thumbs down... They're almost even, right? It's like a 50-50 split. Not quite. He's got like 30-some thousand thumbs up and 25,000 thumbs down. All right. So I think that's from CARE, some organization called CARE. They need to learn how to edit. Way too long. All right. Moving on. I thought we'd check in with David Supernigger. That's his real legal name. He's been having some problems.
Hey, YouTube. I'm excited to be here. I'm happy to see you. Thanks for the supportive comments. I have 2 strikes against my account. Both are for hate speech. I've appealed, but they rejected my appeal.
He loves black people so much. He's trying to get the N-word redefined, but the problem is he says the N-word so much, he gets strikes on YouTube.
I am a love speaker, not a hate speaker. And love speech knows no limits. In particular, my love speech is for the N-word. And I think that that's...
See, when you say it, it makes it sound like you just love the N-word and not the black people who have been called the N-word.
Considered hate speech by people that haven't given it enough of a chance.
So he's concerned that he has a couple content strikes against him, and then the very next video is a song.
I am an N-word. I am an F-word too. I
mean, he's not actually saying the word anymore. He's trying to be careful, but still.
An N word, F word, TARDIS, C word. And I'm coming for you, so you're not lonely. We all are N words.
He's definitely an R word. Partially, right?
We all are N word, F word, TARDIS, C words. And this community is coming soon to be down with you and me.
Okay, all right. Thank you, David Super N-Word. Finally today, I have to mention this because it happened over the weekend. So the Miami Dolphins, one of their coaches, specifically their line coach. I'm not that familiar with football. I don't know what the fuck a line coach is. But I know that I have a video of him doing lines of cocaine. So this was posted just the other day. And he's already retired, right? He's like, I'm resigning. This video, I'll play the video first, and then I'll just mention a few lines from the news story where he resigns. But he's got three or four lines of coke here. Not chopped up particularly well. A little chunky for my liking. But here he goes. He's recording this video, by the way, and sending it to a girl. And apparently, this girl did not like him as much as he thought she did, because she was the one that released this to the public.
Hey, babe. Miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?
Something about doing... Okay, so then he rolls up a 20 and he starts snorting. One line...
There's those big grains falling, but I miss you. I miss you a lot.
Oh, how romantic. Big grains falling. Yeah, like coming out, falling out of his nose and the $20 bill.
There's those big grains falling.
This video reminded me of Pat O'Brien. Like, the guys sound the same. Remember Pat O'Brien was talking about he wanted to lick some woman's ass and wanted to do cocaine off of her butt or something. Betsy. I think Betsy was his wife. I have the audio of that. Sounds just like this guy.
I want to fucking eat you and fuck you and suck your tits and watch you eat Betsy and lick your ass.
I'm pretty sure there was some cocaine talk. I must only have the short version. But, you know, he's got that same voice.
There's those big grains falling. Yeah. But I miss you.
He's not as dirty as Pat O'Brien. You know, he's not talking about licking anyone's ass.
But I miss you. I miss you a lot.
How much do you miss me? That much. That's line number two.
What do you think? Crazy? No, babe. It's going to be a while before we can do this again. Because I know you're going to keep that baby.
Okay, so I didn't quite understand what he said there. To me, this is what it sounds like. It's going to be a while before we can do this again because I know you're going to keep the baby. So, am I reading too much into that? Am I mishearing?
What do you think? Crazy? No, babe. It's going to be a while before we can do this again.
Be a while before we do this again.
Because I know you're going to keep that baby.
Because I know you're going to keep that baby.
Right? But I think about you when I do it. I think about how much I miss you. How high we got together. How much fun it was. So much fun.
One more little line there. I gotta be honest with you, I've never done cocaine. I don't know if three lines is a lot.
You think?
I know it looks more like flour than anything. I just feel like it's not cut properly.
I wish I was looking at this.
And he licks it. Okay, he's an amateur. He don't know what he's doing. So Miami Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forrester has resigned after a video released on social media showed him snorting a white powdery substance that appeared to be cocaine. Quote, I'm resigning from my position with the Miami Dolphins and accept full responsibility for my actions. That's according to Forrester. A 55-year-old man doing lines of cocaine? You're not that young. Like, that could kill you. I mean, it could kill me. I've got a defective ticker, though. He said in a statement, I want to apologize to the organization and my sole focus is on getting the help that I need. You know, he doesn't want to get help, but he has to say this because he was caught. with the support of my family and medical professionals. Las Vegas model, oh boy, Kiwana Nige uploaded the video on Facebook and claimed the Colorado State alum sent it to her, professing his love in the 56-second clip, which has since been deleted, but then re-uploaded by other accounts. Thank you. Forrester uses a rolled-up $20 bill to snort lines of what appears to be cocaine. Hey, babe, miss you, thinking about you. Now, here's the thing. This Las Vegas model is kind of playing it off like, not that he's a stalker, but he's interested in her and she's not interested in him. However, in the video, he even mentions, he's like, I miss you. It's going to be a while before we can do this again. You obviously fucked around with him and did some coke and shit. You're a whore. If only I had a daddy to teach me that that was wrong. Should not use those words. All right, we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for being listeners. Tomorrow we'll resume with normal size episodes, DV. Oh, actually, I guess it's only if you're Sideshow members. Tomorrow's Tuesday. So sign up. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Become a true and honorable freak. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday with another full-length episode. Until then, bye, everybody.